I'm Dr. Anne Katz. Welcome to Sexually Speaking, a podcast about all things related to sexuality with zero sensationalism but lots of information. For the last 23 years, I've worked with individuals and couples who are experiencing sexual difficulties, mostly those related to cancer treatment. I've written a whole lot of articles and books on the topic and traveled all over the world educating healthcare providers and people with cancer. It's been a great adventure on many levels, and now I've started a private practice for anyone experiencing sexual problems of any kind. You can learn about me, my books, and other writing on my website, www.drannkatz.com. You can also email me. Counseling@drannkatz.com is the best way to contact me, and that's counseling with two L's. The topic of this podcast is erectile dysfunction, or as I prefer to call it, erectile difficulties, because this condition is not always just about dysfunction that is mechanical and a very medical description. Erectile difficulties involve the brain and emotions and not just a question of dysfunction. This is a significant problem affecting 30 million men in the United States, with almost 1 million new cases every year. In Canada, it is estimated that 50% of men between the ages of 40 and 88 experience this. This reflects 3 million men over the age of 40. It is well known that as men age, their erectile dysfunction decreases for a variety of reasons. So what are the changes that reflect erectile difficulties? Firstly, the man may notice that early morning erections are softer or less frequent or totally absent. More effort or concentration is needed to both achieve and maintain an erection as well. Ejaculation may happen quickly or too quickly for his or his partner's satisfaction with a softer erection. The man may achieve an erection, but loses it before he wants to, or with a change in position or with certain sexual positions during intercourse. One of the reasons that a man experiences this is simple. Erections are dependent on healthy blood vessels and nerves. As a man gets older, his cardiovascular system ages too. Blood vessels become stiffer, a contradictory word given this topic, because the lining of the blood vessels, the endothelium, has deposits of plaque, narrowing the internal width of the artery supplying the tissues of the penis that fill with blood during an erection. I describe this as age not being a friend to the penis. The width of the penile arteries are 1 to 2 millimeters, compared to, say, the femoral arteries supplying the legs that are 6 to 8 millimeters. So even the tiniest change in the penile arteries is going to have a significant impact on erections. This is called the artery size hypothesis as a factor in erectile difficulties. A variety of health conditions, referred to as comorbidities, play a role too. For example, a man who has diabetes has a 4 times higher risk of erectile difficulties than a man who does not have diabetes. A man with high blood pressure is 1.5 times more likely to experience difficulty with erections. And there are more conditions like this, but you get the picture. So why am I talking about this? This is important, and if you have a man in your life, please pay special attention to what I'm going to say next, because you may actually save his life. Men with erectile difficulties are 45% more likely to experience a cardiovascular event within 5 years. A cardiovascular event refers to a heart attack or stroke resulting in disability or even death. Yeah, I said it, the D word, death. Men with even mild erectile difficulties face an 8 to 24% increased risk of a cardiovascular event, and those with moderate or severe difficulties with erections experience a 65% increased risk within 10 years. If your partner, brother, or friend is in their 40s and has erectile changes, they are at a higher risk of developing cardiovascular disease that puts them at risk for a heart attack or stroke. If a man that you love, or a male family member, goes to his primary care provider and is given a prescription for one of the pills that may help him with this, that is just not enough. Expert recommendations are that any man with a new onset erectile problem needs a cardiac workup, including a cardiac stress test, that may show undiagnosed cardiovascular disease that needs medication, as well as lifestyle modification, such as a heart-healthy diet, exercise, stress reduction, and smoking cessation. Erectile changes should be a powerful motivator to adopt and adhere to these lifestyle modifications that can literally save his life. Obesity is a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease and erectile problems. It has been shown that having surgery, such as gastric bypass surgery, for men who are what we call morbidly obese, results in significant improvement in erectile function. And smoking cessation, as well as avoiding exposure to secondhand smoke, reduces a man's risk as well. Add to this the impact of COVID on cardiovascular health. This is well established 4 years into the pandemic. And COVID's not often talked about negative impact on erection for men of all ages. So what can a man do other than taking medications that help some men with erections? Beyond what I've already talked about in terms of a healthy lifestyle, reducing stress, and importantly, getting over any embarrassment about erectile difficulties and talking to their primary care provider to assess heart health, I'm going to leave you with two suggestions. The first is that the penis is the canary in the coal mine for heart disease, and you should not ignore the importance of erections. And the second is to share this podcast with the men in your life and tell your friends about this too. This is not self-promotion on my part. It may literally save someone's life. That's it for Sexually Speaking this time. In my next podcast, I'm going to talk about erectile aids, the importance of the brain in erections, how to use erectile aids, and how effective they are or not.